Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. In Illinois and across the nation this week, it is Rail Safety Week. And of course, with Galesburg being the big railroad hub in this area for Burlington Northern Santa Fe, we all know how important that could be. So we're going to talk about it with Illinois State Police Trooper Jason Wilson. He's the Safety Education Officer for District 7, and that district covers Knox County. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, Will. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and thanks for joining us tonight. I know you know how many railroad crossings we have here in Galesburg in particular, and that's more or less what this week kind of highlights in a way, right?
That is exactly what we're trying to highlight. Unfortunately, last year, Illinois ranked second in railroad crossing incidents that involved both fatalities or train versus vehicle or pedestrian strikes. We had over 120 just within this state. So what we're trying to get across this time is really what we're seeing more often than not is it's almost 70% of the collisions that take place have warning signals activated. That means that the stop arms are down. That means that the bells are ringing, the lights are flashing, and people are still trying to beat the train. There's one certain reality in this world. Train will win. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's what's happening too much is we're getting way too rushed in our lives. And we feel that we need to beat that train because we know it's going to be an extra 3 minutes that we have to wait for that thing to go by. And unfortunately, there are people that are paying with it with limbs and or lives.
Is that what you kind of think leads to most of these accidents, that people just don't want to wait that couple of minutes for a train to pass by a crossing?
It sure seems that way. I don't have any scientific data to back that up. It's mm-hmm. just regular observations. And I'm sure everybody's heard, I needed to beat the train. And whenever we stop somebody for one of these violations, where they go around the stop arms or they go through the signals that are activated and just barely do beat the train, and we ask, why were you doing that? Their answer is, well, I don't have time to wait. And unfortunately, that worked on that day that we were able to stop and ask them, but what about the times that we can't stop and ask you because now we're handling a crash that involves you and that train? It's a dangerous mix, and a little patience goes a long ways. And yes, I know we all have things we need to do, but when you're talking about something that as big as a train, it doesn't stop on a dime. The last time I talked to a railroad safety operator, he stated that a train running over a car is like a cement truck fully loaded running over a tin can.
Wow. I know you can't speak necessarily for local law enforcement, but how often does state police deal with situations like this? I mean, troopers have a lot to do. They're patrolling a lot of the highways and interstates and that sorts of thing. But how often do they get around to rail crossings?
We do the highway patrol quite often, but we also do go along the regular state highways as well. And there are railroad crossings going across there. I'm sure that people have seen us in town, even within Galesburg, and mm-hmm. we'll still enforce the laws. If it's in town, out of town, it doesn't matter. And that's kind of a biggie because if you do get caught going through an activated railroad crossing, it's an automatic court appearance, and it does have the possibility of a suspension on your license. So it's taken extremely seriously when you look at it legally, and it's something that we, if the ticket is issued, we will make sure that we testify that that person took a chance with their lives and the lives of others just because of their impatience.
You said it's extremely serious legally. How serious is it in terms of fines, penalties, that sort of thing, if convicted?
I'm not completely sure what the fine is. I know it's not just a normal traffic ticket, which is a $120 fine. It's upwards of $200 to $300 per conviction. And then on top of that, like I said, there is a very real possibility of suspension on your license just for that one offense.
One of the things I think we don't necessarily think about, but maybe we should, is that a train has passed and the arms are starting to, the crossing arms are starting to go up. One of the things I think I would admit I don't even think about all that much, is that the arm has to be completely up and the lights have to be completely off before it's safe to cross, correct?
Exactly. A few years ago, they actually came up with an amendment to that law that stated if the signals are activated and the stop arms are still rising, then you must stay where you're at. You cannot cross the railroad grade crossing at that point in time. One of the biggest reasons for that, I believe it was up in the metro area in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
There were double tracks, and the arm started going up a little bit, and then another train was coming from the other way, and somebody started going through, and the arms came back down, trapped them, and I'm sure you could imagine the results from that. Unfortunately, it seems like any amendment to a law has a catalyst attached to it where something bad has happened for them to actually change it again.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I think people don't realize is just how long it takes for a train to stop if they have to pull the emergency brake, if you will. And I think that's probably what catches people maybe off guard, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Once again, talking with the railroad employees, I believe the number that sticks in my head is it's between a quarter and a half mile, depending on the weight of the train that's behind the locomotive that's pushing it. So you're talking, we're talking a huge distance that that vehicle is able to stop. And by the time they're able to stop, they're already going to be 20, 30 cars away from where they actually tried to stop the vehicle. So your car can stop within a few feet. Their train cannot. So you have all the advantages and control. The train actually doesn't. They only have one thing they can control, and that's their speed, and that's it. You know exactly where a train's coming from. You know where it's going to because it's on the tracks, and that's the only direction it's going to go. And if it's not, then I'd say that something really bad's happened. But for the most part, they're very predictable. The only thing that's kind of the wild card in these railroad-grade crossing collisions is the person that's trying to cross those tracks.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that troopers, at least in District 7, have already written, I would imagine, plenty of tickets for crossing violations this year. Have we had any serious accidents in this area yet?
I can't think of any this year, but I do remember one that did happen in rural Henry County.
Yeah.
Last summer, and it was one of those cases where the gentleman, he'd driven across those tracks thousands of times. So that's another thing we need to also pay attention to, is we can't get stuck in those bad habits. Every single time you cross them, you got to assume that there is a train coming. Look both ways, listen, make sure that you don't hear the warning sounds. We're talking the rural crossings where there may not be any signals in town. You really have no excuse because those signals are going, the arms are down. Just stop, give the trains the chance to go through. They are actually moving commodities that we use on a daily basis, so they are actually helping you, believe it or not. And you can afford that couple minutes. It's much better to spend a few minutes sitting there at the train crossing versus paying with a mistake with your life or being stuck in traction and long road to recovery from injuries.
We have just a few seconds left, so maybe we should wrap up by saying, I know that, as you mentioned, troopers patrol those areas plenty, but they're going to be paying some special attention to rail crossings this week, right?
Yes, we are. We actually have troopers that are assigned to specific railroad crossings, especially where incidents have happened in the past, and we are trying to just curb any bad habits before they can develop.
All right, Illinois State Police Trooper Jason Wilson, the Safety Education Officer for District 7. Thanks again for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate having me on.
Absolutely. Again, Jason Wilson, State Police Trooper on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports next on WGIL.